America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I think it comes down to this, Jeff. Some people like to be educated. They like to learn. They like to listen. And other people think they know everything, Manigan. So it's like, you know, I just want to hear what he has to say. Obviously, there's a new role for this man, and he is going to be calling the plays with a quarterback that we really haven't seen much of all season long. So I'm very much looking forward to this press conference, even though Dan isn't. But, you know, it should be a good one at 11 o'clock.
I agree with you completely. Mm-hmm. Now, we know the guy's been on the staff as the offensive coordinator. What we don't know is, why is he here? And what happened in Buffalo? And I did a little checking on some things, and because I wanted a better understanding of it, and I think I got a better understanding.
So you called some of your buds in Buffalo?
No, I just did a little digging and reading and finding some things out. And I thought it was kind of interesting.
Share your wealth of knowledge with us, friend.
Well, it's interesting. And remember, Ken was here as a quarterback for a while. He's on the shirt. And, you know, played quarterback at Miami, University of Miami, and won national championship back then, and good for him and everything else. So he was a quarterback coach. Didn't they win in 2001?
They lost to the Buckeyes. That's all I really care about.
There you go. Andy did a double take. If I'm not mistaken, they won the national championship in 2001.
Does that really matter?
If you win a national championship and you don't beat Ohio State, it doesn't count. Is that the deal?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
It's all about the Buckeyes.
Dorsey's resume as a coach is interesting. And I say that in a complimentary way. The quarterback coach has been his main thing, you know, but he got an opportunity to be the offensive coordinator in Buffalo. But he started with the Panthers, was quarterback coach for a bunch of years, like 5-6 years, then was out for a year and went to Buffalo as quarterback coach, and was quarterback coach and pass game coordinator for 3 years. And then in 2022 was named the offensive coordinator, and they were just dynamite. They were really, really good. And put up a lot of numbers, a lot of points. Statistically, they were all over the place. And, you know, that's what you're looking for, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year, which was last year, they started off great. In the first four games, the Bills averaged over 34 points a game, Andy.
Okay.
Okay, so that's cooking, right? And then this was weird to me. Because in the next six games, the Bills averaged 20.5 points per game. So after a great start, they fell off by more than two touchdowns per game in six games, and he was fired. And in our world, to me, that seems like short sample size. And it also screams to me, well, something else was going on then. Because you don't just, I mean, you averaged almost 35 points a game in the first four games of the season. That's really good. And then it slipped. You were at 20 and a half points in the next six games. Boom, fired. And I just thought that was weird. And the numbers that go along with it were okay. The Bills were 5-5 last year with Dorsey as the offensive coordinator.
Did you think Josh Allen was regressing with him?
That's what they thought in Buffalo, that he was turning the ball over too much and looked not very confident and indecisive. And this is after he had been Josh's quarterback coach for 3 years and offensive coordinator the year before when they all lit it up. And the short sample size on what looks like regression, to me, is I don't know if I fire a guy then, but they did. They were 5-5 with Dorsey last year. After he left, they went 6-1. That's significant, isn't it? 5-5,
yes.
And then 6-1. They went into the playoffs, beat the Steelers, and lost to the Chiefs. The offense had been held under 26 points for six straight games. That's the sample size. You know, here in Cleveland, we haven't scored more than 18 points a game for our Browns this year. We'd love to score under 26 for six straight games, wouldn't we? Anyhow, there's that.
How about just 20?
And I was looking for statistical growth after they fired him, and I think it's hard to see. When Dorsey was offensive coordinator in the 10 games last year, they averaged 370 yards per game. After they fired him, 381 yards per game. So they just picked up another 11 yards per game. When Dorsey was there, 26.2 points per game. Without him, it went up slightly, 27 points a game in the final seven. But now, see, here's the thing. It was from the 20.5, they jumped up to 27 points a game. And it was the 20.5 in his final six games that he's really being judged on. It just makes me think there was more to it than just a six-game slide. I don't know. I don't have anything to back that up. It's just, do you really fire a guy over six games after having such a great start early on?
To me, it sounds like there's
personality.
Yeah,
something.
To me, don't you think in that scenario?
It feels like it because it. But the Bills were, you know, they had Super Bowl aspirations. They were 5-5, and they canned the guy. And then they went 6-1 after he was gone, without statistically being a whole heck of a lot better.
Do you say scapegoat? Do you say?
Well, some people think he was the scapegoat there.
Yeah.
The one thing under the.
So what happens here? Now he's looking for a complete reversal on what we saw in Buffalo, right? So 5-5 in Buffalo.
He's hoping to be Joe Brady here, who stepped in as the play caller and offensive coordinator. Being elevated on that staff. The ESPN report when he got fired, Bill struggled to find offensive consistency and put drives together.
Well, isn't that what we've been watching with the Browns all season?
A lot of turnovers. Not big scoring outputs for an offense that did have big scoring outputs.
If you didn't say that was Buffalo, I would have said that's Cleveland this year.
At the time when he was fired, Josh Allen led the NFL with 14 turnovers and 11 interceptions.
Ken's not throwing the ball to the other team, though. That's the weird part about
Keep
that.
Keep going back to that, Andy, because coaches get blamed, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I just don't I just want to see what this looks like.
Because we're
sitting here trying to struggle to figure out, well, is this Ken Dorsey? The reason that the Browns look like this, was this the quarterback? Well, we won't know. Like, we won't know if it was Dorsey, Stefanski, or Deshaun. Because Deshaun's out. So now
Deshaun being out and changing play caller changes where you can look for this, Andy. You're absolutely right. And that's one thing I talked about yesterday is, are you protecting Deshaun here? Because if everything else were the same and you change the quarterback and the offense suddenly looks great, that's just a condemnation of Deshaun Watson and his play, because it would be the second year in a row where a different quarterback came in and lit it up.
I'm also, like, I think this is a hard part for Browns fans, because I think, like, we kind of just need to, and I know you always want to say turn the page. Joe Flacco's success last year in the victory column hangs over this franchise right now like a gray cloud. It does, because keep asking yourself, okay, and
identical, though, last year. Almost identical.
I don't know.
Deshaun was 4-1 in the games that he played.
Joe was 5-1? Okay, so two things people don't want to think
Not
about.
Not playoff game.
Jeff, people don't want to think about the 4-1, right? And they don't want to talk about Joe Flacco's interceptions. Those are two things that get lost in history.
You're pretty darn insightful there.
Right?
Yeah. That's exactly right. Though Joe is throwing it like crazy, he did throw some interceptions last year.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
But people don't want to look at it. You want to remember what's convenient for you when you're trying to build an argument.
Well, if Jameis Winston goes in and throws for 300 yards and three touchdowns, are we going to care about the three interceptions if they win?
No, and it's the 300 yards of positive play that I think that where Browns fans say, well, I don't understand. Like, I don't get it. And then You know, the other part of it, too, is you hear things out of Berea that when, again, this is all, this is all just kind of mood-setting stuff, but it seemed to be the synergy and the atmosphere in Berea was like it hadn't been, not, it had nothing to do with Deshaun. It's like almost every quarterback that's ever worn the jersey since 99. There was an energy there that we saw that we just haven't seen in forever in a quarterback. And I mean, maybe it's just picking up a win or having a veteran quarterback that knew how to, you know, do the little things, also compounded with a defense that was playing really, really good during the regular season. So he benefited from that, that just that feel good feeling. And then you walk into a season like this year with expectations, feeling like you're going somewhere, and it goes flat right away, like right out of the gate against Dallas. And you're like, okay, well, maybe Dallas is a great team, and maybe that's, maybe we just, we, well, bad luck of the draw for the first game, and then you sneak by Jacksonville, and then you lose games that maybe you should be winning. Again, we're talking about two games this year where you weren't inside a touchdown to win. It's just, it's chance here, it's chance there. It's just, it's one play. It's not having a penalty. It's being disciplined. They're not that far away, but yet it feels like they're a million miles away. When you look at the score at the end of the game, they're not that far away.
Tom's in Westlake. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I have a take on what happened in Buffalo with Dorsey.
Sure.
I have relatives who live there, and they're big football fans.
Oh, good. Good resume.
I can't think of his name, but it was the wide receiver they got rid of who demanded the ball all the time.
You thinking of Stephon Diggs?
Yeah, Stephon Diggs. So he demanded the ball all the time, and my relatives are saying that it messed up Josh Allen. That was the take in Buffalo. Allen was locking on Diggs all the time and not throwing the ball to open receivers, and they finally figured that out and got rid of Diggs, and now he's throwing the ball all over the place. There's no pressure to get it to certain people, and it opened up Buffalo's offense. And unfortunately, they, you know, Dorsey took the hit for that.
But let me play devil's advocate. That's the same Stephon Diggs who the year before, Tom, was just dynamite for them. So I get it. And now they brought in Amari Cooper, of course, in Buffalo. So that's really interesting. Tom, thank you very much. Clearly, there were some issues there with Stephon Diggs, but it didn't seem to be an issue in 2022 in Ken Dorsey's first year as offensive coordinator in Buffalo.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.